The Prague Transport Authority announced on Tuesday that the first of 20 reconditioned trams would be shipped to North Korea this week. The North Korean government are paying about 13 million crowns, that's just over $800,000 US, for the second-hand trams, one of Prague's most instantly recognizable symbols. But as Rob Cameron reports, they are not the first Czech trams to be sent abroad, and not even the first to be sent to North Korea.
In the unlikely event you were to find yourself waiting for a tram at Pyongyang's Manyongde station, you might well be surprised to see a Czech tram trundling along the rails towards you. But Czech trams have long been a feature of life in the North Korean capital. The first, a fleet of new T4 trams, arrived in 1991, in time for Kim Il-sung's 79th birthday. The T4 is the chunky, rather box-like model from the 1990s that runs on the number 3 line in Prague, for example. But the latest consignment heading for Pyongyang this week are reconditioned T3s, the older, iconic red and cream trams that date from the 1960s. The T3s were first produced by the CKD Tatra Smykov factory in Prague. The T stands for Tatra. In all, a staggering 14,000 T3s were produced in Smykov and exported all over the Soviet bloc as part of the Comecon system of allocating entire industries to individual communist countries. Today you'll see variations of the T3 throughout the world, from Sarajevo to Tashkent. Andrei Pechny is the spokesman for the Prague Transport Authority.
T3, I think this is the most remarkable tram in all post-communist countries anywhere in the Europe and also in the other cities of former communist bloc of countries. It was quite a good product to its days when it was produced. Also some centralization of economics of former Soviet bloc union. So this is the reasons why they are all over the post-communist countries.
In fact, there are a number of T3s already operating in Pyongyang, second-hand trams from the former East Germany that were shipped off to North Korea when they were taken out of service. But as the T3 gets a new lease of life in Pyongyang and the other cities in the former Soviet bloc, it will gradually become less common here in Prague. The Transport Authority are slowly phasing out the creaky old T3s and replacing them with newer models, the latest designed by Porsche.